USA News, I'm John Schaefer. President Biden has signed the debt ceiling bill that passed Congress this week into law. Friday night, the president addressed the nation about the importance of this week's actions.
Passing this budget agreement was critical. The stakes could not have been higher. If we had failed to reach an agreement on the budget, there were extreme voices threatening to take America for the first time in our 247-year history into default on our national debt.
Biden said no one got everything they wanted in the law, but the American people got what they needed. A collision involving three trains in eastern India has claimed nearly 300 lives and over 1,000 injuries. The crash took place Friday morning when a passenger train derailed and collided with two other trains. The incident ranks among the deadliest train accidents in that country's history. It's believed the death toll will rise as a number of passengers are still trapped in the wreckage. Joren Vandersloot, the Dutch suspect in the disappearance of an Alabama teenager, is being extradited to the United States. Vandersloot is the prime suspect in the case of Natalie Holloway, who went missing in Aruba during a high school trip in 2005 and was never found. He is originally from Holland and is currently serving a murder sentence in Peru. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the U.S. will not be bullied by China.
To be clear, we do not seek conflict or confrontation, but we will not flinch in the face of bullying or coercion.
Speaking at a major Asian security conference in Singapore, Austin noted an alarming number of risky intercepts of U.S. and allied aircraft by China. However, he assures Beijing the U.S. believes in keeping the lines of communication open with the People's Republic of China. Churchill Downs, the renowned racetrack of the Kentucky Derby, is halting racing operations to investigate safety concerns. In the past month, 12 horses have died from injuries at the track with no specific cause or pattern identified. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
A search team is clearing debris from a partially collapsed apartment building in Davenport, Iowa. Three residents are still missing, and officials believe it's likely they were inside during the collapse. The city has postponed the demolition, originally scheduled for Monday. Apple may unveil its most ambitious new hardware product in years, but it's a risky one.
Apple expected to introduce a mixed reality headset that offers both virtual reality and augmented reality. That's a technology that overlays virtual images on live video of the real world. The highly anticipated release of an AR/VR headset would be Apple's biggest hardware product launch since the debut of the Apple Watch in 2015. I'm Corey Myers.
The NHL's Stanley Cup Final Game 1 takes place today. The Vegas Golden Knights are hosting the Florida Panthers. It's the Panthers' first trip to the final in more than 25 years and the Golden Knights' second time in their short six-year history. Neither team has won the Stanley Cup, meaning this year there will be a first-time champion. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse is already making big waves at the box office. The animated sequel to Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse from 2018 raked in over $17 million in just Thursday previews. Experts are projecting it could earn a whopping $90 million over the weekend. And the Mega Millions jackpot will continue to grow. Tuesday's multi-state lottery will be worth $218 million. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.